This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. And this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Rose. Hi, Rose.
Yes. Hello?
How can I help, darling?
I'm calling about my father. He's 75 years old, and he's having a lot of vascular problems.
Okay.
He's had 6 amputations, and every time he gets an amputation, his skin starts dying around the amputation, and I'll have to go and scrape it.
All right, well, now, obviously, does he have diabetes?
He has vascular disease, diabetes, and he's had heart failure.
Okay. Now, what all has he changed? Has he made any major changes in his life? Talk to me a little bit about his lifestyle, what he does now. I mean, if he's losing, you know, the different, what has he lost limb-wise? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay.
Where is he at? Give me his status so I can get a good picture.
Okay, it started off with a toe, and it took his toe off, and
which
then they
toe?
Had to take like.
Which toe?
It was a middle toe, I believe, a middle toe, and then it spread, and then they had to take off 3 toes, and then they took off his ankle, and then they took up to his kneecap, and then it started on the other foot, and they've got. So far, he's up to both above his knees right now.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's anything I could do to help his skin grow back healthy.
Well, as far as his skin growing back healthy, there's not a lot you can do as far as this regard, because the challenge is that he's in a place where the diabetes is playing a pretty big role. He's got the devascularization due to the vascular disease, and he's had heart failure. So he's got a lot of chips against him. The one thing he can start doing more than anything is to change the way that he eats, watching the nutrition that he puts in his body. Supplements can be helpful. But, I mean, again, this is not going to create drastic change, but at least it can be some things that he can start working on. Because it's better to start at least working on some things that you know can help. But just know that things have already gotten to a pretty tough place. But I know what you're saying is you don't want it to get any worse, right? That's kind of what you're shooting for, is that you don't want it to get any worse. And so for the skin to become healthy, and for the skin to get better, you just have to start doing things like omega-3 fatty acids. You have to start working on those. Anything that supports skin health is going to be helpful. Silica is really great, and you can get all that sort of thing in a health food store. But as far as the nutrition goes, plenty of lean quality proteins, very important. I'd cut out any type of inflammatory type food that would hinder any type of digestion process, because as you do that, you're going to increase the body's ability to make good new healthy cells. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the key for him. Because even though he's in a tough spot, at least he can be proactive about his health. But obviously, if he has diabetes and he's struggling with getting over heart failure, those sorts of things, I mean, that is a challenge within itself. It is. But I would encourage you, as you're working with his physicians, to make sure that you come up with a good nutritional game plan. And that includes eating plenty of foods, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, cutting out the grains and the starches and whatnot. And some people would say, well, my gosh, he's already had portions of his limbs amputated. Let the guy eat whatever he wants to. And there are some people that have that attitude. I don't. Simply because I believe that our health is a gift, and whatever we do with our health is our gift of giving back at whatever stage in life we're in or whatever stage of a health challenge that we're in. You should never give up, and you should always come up with a game plan. Now, depending on what his doctors say, vitamin C has really good reputation for helping with skin, hair, and nails as well and building those. And I'm not saying take a high dose of it. I'm just saying make sure that either he's getting it from his foods or, you know, some form that he can get it from. Whole food source is always the best. And if he's got to do supplements, make sure it's at least a natural-based supplement of some kind. And if you go to a good health food store, they can walk you through all that sort of thing. But silica or silicon, they make supplements like that. And for years, that's been known to produce healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails, that sort of thing. And as he's getting blood work done in the middle of all this, you know, there's a lot he can do. I mean, he's in a fight right now. And the last thing he needs to do is just kind of sit back and give up. I know you know that, but he needs to know that. And you need to tell him that as far as being his cheerleader in the middle of it all. The biggest thing I would focus on, if I were you, if this was me, is doing whatever exercise he can. You're thinking, well, he's lost both legs. Well, it doesn't matter. Because they make actual bikes that you can use with the arms, the upper body. They use a lot of times to strengthen rotator cuff. They use a lot of times in physical therapy. You can go to a physical therapy based on a referral from his physician, and he can start doing some upper body exercise that will increase vascular flow if he can handle that. I don't know at what level he's at, if they would okay that or not. Making these choices makes a difference. And if you need some good websites to go to, you know, you can go to lifestyleresearch.org is a good website to get some help. Also, Mercola is a good website to check out. There's some good websites to get some information regarding that. But at the end of the day, he's got to make the best choices for him. And you helping him by getting information is good, but he has to make the changes. And that's what I would encourage him to do. There's not a silver bullet if you're asking me for skin growth. There are some things that can help, but it's more about coming up with an overall plan that will enable and empower his body to regenerate the good new healthy cells in the middle of what he's dealing with. And to fight the body and help do anything he can to help support the pancreas, to do anything he can regarding that will be his greatest help. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
My husband, his toenails are really thick and yellow and kind of flaky, and he's tried several over-the-counter treatments, and they don't really work. His latest thing is putting bleach on him, and it's sort of helping, but I just wondered if there was something else he should be doing.
Yeah, has he done any drug by his physician, like nystatin? Has he done any type of antifungal, anti-yeast related medication?
No, he has not.
So just over the counter, right?
Yeah.
Lamisil,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, those sort of things.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's got two options, okay? Now, you can get pretty aggressive after the toenail fungus, which is what he has. Sounds like it anyway. You can get pretty aggressive. Nystatin is a really good medication a lot of physicians will recommend, and it's a pretty short-based treatment, but it has great results to it for some people. The other is you can go more of a natural route for toenail fungus, and that involves using ionic silver, echinacea. There are some different components that will help with that as well. It's a lengthier process. I'll mention that to you in just a moment when we come out of this break.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
With Erin, she was talking about her husband's toenails, dealing with toenail fungus, really, is what's going on. And they've tried some over-the-counter medications. They haven't really worked. And we were talking about going into something deeper. A lot of physicians will recommend something like nystatin, typically, if they want to go for a yeast infection, potentially. And sometimes with fungal-related infections as well. So here's the deal. You can go that route. There's a natural route you can go to. There's some pretty good research on it and some results people have seen with echinacea and ionic silver. You soak it. Remember, any type of fungal-type issue in the body, you have to tackle it typically from the outside as well as the inside, from the gut. Probiotics can be helpful too. There's some good research behind that. So those are some components that you might want to look into. But the ionic silver and echinacea, they actually put it in a warm liquid and you soak the toenail in it. And there's some different ways to look at that. And a lot of health food stores will have those kind of some instructions on how to do that and whatnot. But you've got to tackle from the inside too. And that, you know, that means getting the gut flora in a healthy state. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Probiotics are really, really beneficial. Using enzymes or a betaine hydrochloride when he's eating his meals can be very helpful too. But again, wormwood and black walnut are two from an internal perspective in more of the natural world. If you want to look at more herbal formulas and all that, that can tend to be helpful. So you might want to look into that. There's been people that have said there's really good results with both of those. Just be careful when you look at those. Look at the brands and make sure you read the labels and all that sort of thing if you're going to do your own research. Because with black walnut, wormwood, those types of antifungal type herbal formulas, if you will, if you look at all the standard text on dosages and all that, you have to cycle those, they say, in a lot of the books like the PDR guide, which is a standard guide. Will tell you that it's better to cycle those. Like when I say that, it's taking 7 days on and 7 days off or 14 days on. You have to look at that. And again, the people in the health food stores will be able to guide you in that process. But if that doesn't work, if you want to go that natural route, if you're thinking about that, just keep this in mind. Again, I'm just the guy to give you information. So keep this in mind that if that doesn't work, there are medications that your primary care physician can give you that are not really, I mean, when you think about, I know everybody's worried about side effects, but they do work and they can knock things out fairly quickly and you can kind of get back onto it. The toenail fungus can be a real challenge and it can linger for a long time. Some people have a really, really tough time getting rid of that. So I hope that's helpful. Some of the natural things can work, and like I said, they work for some people, some they don't. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The memory of teens might be affected by binge drinking. Now, I know that teenagers don't drink. I know this is something that that they don't do. Of course, it's something that they do. It's widely known, binge drinking. Kids in college, it goes hand in hand. Well, they found now that it affects the brains of teenagers. A new study shows that the long hangover can wear off, but the binge drinking impairs the working spatial memory of teenagers. Girls especially are more vulnerable to these effects, they said. The spatial working memory is the ability to perceive the space around you, remember and work with this information to perform a certain task, such as using a map or playing sports or driving a car. And so one study found that female teenage heavy drinkers had less brain activation in several brain regions than female non-drinking teens when doing the same spatial task. So the researcher Susan F. Tappert, acting chief of psychology at the VA San Diego Healthcare System, in a news release, said the differences in brain activity were linked to worse performance on other measures of attention and working memory ability. So this study was published in Alcoholism, which was a clinic and experimental research journal. But they said that heavy alcohol use could interrupt normal brain cell growth during adolescence, particularly in the frontal brain regions, which could interfere with the teen's ability to perform in school and sports and can have a long-lasting effect even months after the teen uses. And again, teens are drinking alcohol. We know that. It's one of the biggest points in life that kids or teenagers, later teens, hopefully, start drinking in the college years. And they get the hangovers and whatnot. And learning that it does affect memory is challenging. Now, what it does affect is more so acetylcholine, which is our brain chemical, our number one brain chemical that affects memory. So, again, I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox about drinking alcohol and that sort of thing and getting hammered or drunk with all your buddies, but again, it does. It affects memory, and they're proving that. And there's no free lunch. Whatever you do that's harmful to the body in some aspect, there's consequences all the way, every time. So if you eat poorly over a long period of time and you get cancer in your 50s, you can't sit there and go, gee, I wonder how I got cancer. Or you can't sit there and go, I don't know how I had a heart attack at 45 when you've been eating horrible and you're 50 pounds overweight for the last 15 years. You just can't, you can't ask those questions. So if you drink all the time and then your memory starts to fade, or you smoke pot all the time and your memory starts to fade and you don't know why and you feel like, I just am not as sharp as I was 2 years ago, well, you got to think about that. It's, again, I had a great professor tell me one time there's no free lunch. And it's true. It's not. You will pay a price. So, and this is a great example. But again, the challenge is you can't tell teenagers. It's going to affect. No one cares if it affects your memory. That's the challenging part. It's only after they get into their later 20s and 30s and they start getting these kind of issues that it becomes a challenge and it becomes something that they're overly concerned about. But memory can be enhanced if you build up acetylcholine in the body. So if you've gone through this, let me give you just an up on this, is that if you have gone through times of binge drinking, you feel like your memory is decreasing, a lot of things you can do to raise acetylcholine: eggs, fish, chicken, beef, and also the hard cheeses can raise acetylcholine levels, but also there's some supplements that can be helpful. Phosphatidylcholine, very helpful. Lecithin can be helpful. Vitamin B5, also galantamine and huperzine, which is called club moss. All those can be very beneficial in your overall memory.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
One in three parents does not intend to have their child vaccinated for the flu this season, according to a new poll, despite the potential threat of a second wave of COVID-19. Health officials have increasingly emphasized the importance of vaccinations this year, in part to limit stress on the healthcare system during the coronavirus pandemic. If the flu is not controlled, hospitals could become overwhelmed by dealing with both. Despite this, 32% of parents say their child is unlikely to get a flu vaccine, according to the recent national poll on children's health. Many of the parents say they are worried about the side effects of the flu vaccine, and meanwhile, other parents believe the flu vaccine is not necessary or effective. As early as April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began encouraging all Americans to consider getting a flu shot immediately. And if you're unvaccinated, it'll be tough to tell the difference between the flu and COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo extended the state's moratorium on evictions through the end of the year. The statewide moratorium, which was scheduled to expire at the end of this week, will be extended till January 1st for residents that have had financial hardships during the coronavirus pandemic. New York put a stop to evictions on March 20th near the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. A New York State moratorium on commercial evictions and foreclosures is still in effect until October 20th. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers are reportedly at risk of eviction when the policy expires as the state struggles to regain its financial footing after a severe coronavirus outbreak in the spring. The shaking of hands between the candidates and the moderator is a long-standing tradition at presidential debates, but amid the coronavirus pandemic, that tradition has now been thrown out the window due to COVID-19 considerations. The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of three debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace. The tradition, which dates back nearly half a century, was broken 4 years ago when Trump and 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton didn't shake hands at the start of their second and third presidential debates. The Bipartisan Commission, which has been organizing and producing presidential debates over the last 3 decades, also announced that once on stage, the two candidates will not need to wear a mask. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Food allergies, we talked about them. Hay fever, getting into that season, people are getting more concerned about it. You know this? Firstborn children, this is kind of a neat study, firstborn children may be more likely to suffer from certain types of allergies, finds a new study. The Japanese researchers surveyed parents of more than 13,000 children aged 7 to 15 and found that a child's birth order did not seem to affect the prevalence of asthma or eczema. However, firstborn children were more likely to have hay fever, pink eye due to allergy, and food allergies. In fact, the investigators found the prevalence of food allergy was 4% in firstborn children, 3.5% in secondborn children, and 2.6% for children born later. It has been established that individuals with increased birth order have a smaller risk of allergy. However, the significance of the effect may differ by allergic diseases. The first author of the study, Dr. Kunisaki of the Pediatrics Department of the Medical Center for Children at the Kodyo University, both in Japan, explained that in a news release from the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, that the study was scheduled for presentation this past Sunday at an annual meeting for the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology held in San Francisco. But further research is needed to learn more about how birth order affects allergy risk. the colleagues concluded. It says experts noted that the research presented at the meetings has not been subject to the same type of rigorous scrutiny given to research published in peer-reviewed medical journals here in the States. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see how certain health challenges, certain conditions, especially with allergies, are affected genetically by maybe firstborns versus middle children or the babies of the family. So it'd be interesting to see the kind of research that comes out around that, because allergies are something that affects so many people. I think really if we can learn about more of the root cause and getting the body to break down proteins better, which will cut down on the release of histamine, which is really the culprit of allergies, and why we struggle with them so much, I think it, within that will lie the true reason of why there's such a struggle. And cutting down on histamine, increasing the absorption of proteins and the breaking down of proteins, that's where everything truly lies for us to be able to get well, stay well, and live well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We've got our food for the day coming up. You don't want to miss that. Let's go now to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Well, I called tonight because I've been struggling with bioidentical hormones. I had a hysterectomy, complete hysterectomy in 2003. And so just have had, you know, issues with night sweats and chills and that kind of thing. But lately I've had a lot of nausea and bloating. And when I had my hysterectomy, I also had a tummy tuck, and I've had two C-sections. And so having some issues now with bowel changing, and went to the doctor, a different doctor today, and she said I shouldn't be on progesterone because I don't have a uterus. And my other doctor totally disagreed, and so... anyway, now I'm having issues, and they're thinking maybe scar tissue is causing obstruction or some kind of problems with my organs. So is there anything I can do, nutritionally to avoid any other surgeries? If that's
There's a lot you can do nutritionally. What, are they just telling you that not to, I mean, there's nothing, they're not suggesting anything for you, your physicians?
The one I went to today said get off the progesterone for a couple of weeks, take Prilosec and see if your symptoms go away. But if you end up starting vomiting or cramping, to basically get to the ER right away.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice? Well, it's when you got, when you've had a hysterectomy and you're dealing with all the challenges that go along with that, there are a lot of supplementation type things you can do to get your body to kind of balance out. There's food choices you can make that will help your endocrine system, your hormone system. And one of those is making sure that you're getting plenty of fats in your diet. Do you eat healthy? Give me a little bit of background on you as far as your eating plan and kind of your lifestyle habits.
Okay. I eat healthy. I mean, I'll have a smoothie, protein smoothie in the morning. Sometimes I'll throw spinach in it or oatmeal. Lunch is typically a salad and some kind of protein. And dinner, again, would be some kind of protein, vegetable, and starch. I drink a lot of water. I don't drink pop. I don't drink juices. What else? I mean, I work out probably 3 times a week. I play tennis again. I mean, I'm 50 years old, I'm 5'4", and I weigh 126,
so you're
pretty thin.
Got it.
And fit.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I'm not hearing a lot of fats in your diet. Is that right? I didn't hear a lot of that.
Protein, well, I'll starch, eat pizza. That's my downfall. Uh-huh. I mean, I'll eat pizza. I try to stay away from cheese and dairy. I don't do dairy for the most part other than cheese on pizza.
Okay, let's talk about this for just a moment. How many tablespoons of cod liver oil are you taking a week?
Actually, we take a form of a fish oil, and I probably get 2 or 3 tablespoons a week.
So pretty much at every meal, you need to be eating some fat and probably with some snacks in between, like a handful of nuts. Those kind of snacks will make a huge difference in it, because you have at least 30% fat in your diet to keep things balanced within the body, meaning
to make sure that your hormones are balanced out, that they're going to be working at the highest level that they can work, and you know that you're not shortchanging yourself. You cut your fat down to 10-15% of your diet, your hormones are going to begin to shut down. And they're not going to be working to the best level, and that's not going to be good for anyone. You have to have those hormones working so they can function at that peak level. So just something to think about. That is a, and when I see and talk to anybody about hormones, whether it's a guy or a girl, that's the first thing you got to look at. You've always got to look at the first things first within the diet plan. Always look at, you know, when it gets down to it, always look at how you're doing things. And you want to make sure that you're eating the right kind of foods, making the right kind of choices, making the right kind of decisions. Supplements that are beneficial, wild yam root, very good, helps with kind of mimic progesterone levels, and black cohosh is good for mimicking estrogen levels. But again, you want to, if your doctor has you on bioidenticals in any level, then you know you can't do the supplements. I wouldn't do the supplements and that. If you do, you're going to want to make sure you're with them and you got that whole game plan down and you're working with them on a good level. Just a couple of things to think about, all right? But just know this, your body can change. Even though you've had a complete hysterectomy, seen too many women, talked to too many women that have gone through it, and if your eating gets right, your exercise and all that, your lifestyle sounds great, but getting the fat levels up, looking into supplementation, especially the foundational four, that's what everybody needs to be on a regular basis. A good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, probiotics, all four of those. So critical, so important. And it just gives the body back what it needs. It gives the body what you're not really going to get from our food supply. So keep me posted on how things go and make some of those changes in your diet. See what happens. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go to Jim now. Hi, Jim.
How are you doing, sir?
Living well. What's up? How can I help?
Well, as you were talking about earlier, a friend of mine has got, I'm just trying to help a friend, and a friend of mine has got, been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and,
you are.
Anyway, and she's a sweetheart and, you know, super healthy, about 6 foot tall, in perfect shape, probably about 38 years old. And she's, you know, been diagnosed with this, and she's taken the, you know, the common medicines that they prescribe you and so on and so forth. And I was, you know, asked her if she had heard of your show and if she knew anything about, you know, your show and what you suggest, and what is there anything you could suggest for her to take that might, you know, turn the corner or help her out or ease, you know. She's not suffering from what I can see now, but she's talking in 10 years she could be, you know, that one would have to carry her around type situation. So it could be very serious down the road. So is there any kind of plan or anything that you could suggest?
There is. Rheumatoid arthritis is not only an inflammatory condition, but it's autoimmune, which is where the body attacks itself. And that's a real challenge because, I mean, here you are, she's trying to live healthy, probably trying to do the right thing, and her immune system constantly is attacking the joints, causing them to disfigure and whatnot. The anti-inflammatory diet that I wrote in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is a real key because it's going to cut down inflammation in the body, set her body up to where it can function at a higher level, and it really, really is something that can be a blessing to her. And I would encourage you to get her, maybe to get a copy of that, start following that. Now, the other thing is to figure out which one of the T helper cells are being more active in the autoimmune process. And the way to figure that out is by a simple self-test at home using green tea and echinacea tea. One of those teas, when you drink about 5 cups a day for a couple of days, is going to flare it up. One's going to make it feel better. Figure out which one that is and keep me posted. She can always shoot me an email. Obviously, if she starts feeling really bad, you want to stop that one. But the autoimmune, one of those factors are affecting the other. And if you can figure out which one it is, then you can settle things down. You can't ever quit it. Can't ever stop it, but you can get things to settle down a bit and slow the process.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, Probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off and go with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
Hey, I had a question in regards to gluten. I was wondering if there's any way to know if you're intolerant to gluten, other than getting a blood test done at the hospital. And if I am gluten intolerant, is it okay to take barley powder or barley supplement, the green grass?
Well, you can. I mean, the barley supplements are okay. I mean, it's super green formulas, green food, green drinks. They're all fine. I mean, it just depends on what it's made from and the different products, because there's only four grains that don't have gluten in them: rice flour, hemp flour, buckwheat flour, and then also the buckwheat flour, rice flour, hemp flour, and the coconut flour. Those are the four. And so you got to look at the green drinks, what they're made out of, and making sure that they have the right ingredients. Of course, they can say gluten-free, but I would still check and see the grains that they were taken from at whatever level and whatever capacity they're made. Okay, the barley greens are really good. And the super green formulas are really good. The kelp that they use, a lot of those are really good. So, I mean, it just depends on the brand. Okay, now here's the key. With gluten, the anti-gliadin blood test is fairly accurate, but a lot of times it's really only taken for people to show if you're dealing with something like one of the major challenges. Like, I'm a big fan of this right here. I'm a big fan of doing food elimination, because if you're celiac or not is always the question people pose to me. They really do. They say, well, you know, I'm not celiac, so I should be able to eat gluten. And it's kind of frustrating. I guess that's why I'm sitting here with you and talking about this, because gluten is, I think, from the research that I've done recently, especially in the last, I'd say, couple of years, I've really noticed a big trend in a lot of the research that's headed toward a lot of the brain chemistry, the ability for gluten to go in, cross the blood-brain barrier, and change DNA. And that's in someone that's only sensitive, not in someone that is intolerant, because there's a big difference. And what we're finding with gluten is everything from ADHD, meaning that it can lead to these types of conditions. ADHD, we're seeing that it can cause some major issues such as any of the brain chemistry related issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar. You can see it with chronic inflammatory, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue. You can see it with allergies. You can see it with environmental sensitivities, infections, Lyme's disease. You can see it a player in MS and Parkinson's. So, I mean, it is a major, major player with a lot of the health challenges that we're seeing today. And the challenges are pretty phenomenal. However, the victories that can come from just eliminating that out of your diet is unbelievable. And that's why you're seeing, even at all the grocery stores now, everything from your traditional grocery store down to, of course, the specialty ones like Green Life or Earth Fare or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. I mean, all of those have always had the gluten-free items. But you're seeing, even in a small little town, you're seeing gluten-free pop up. And not just because there's people with celiac. Okay, you're seeing that because they're catching onto the bandwagon. It is a major issue. And you're going to see that more healthcare practitioners, more physicians are going to start pushing people being gluten-free because of what it will do to your overall health. And it will impact you by avoiding it. And there's so many alternatives now.
that's what the great thing for me is. I just, in the clinical setting for so long, we've gone gluten-free completely and have seen amazing results just from that one fact alone. And you can see really good results with it simply without a blood test to find out if you are, if you want to do that. You just eliminate the foods that have gluten in it. But here's the key. It takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to get out of the system. So you got to think about it. It comes in grains, yes, but it also is hidden in a lot of sauces. So you have to be really careful with the condiments and whatnot that you put on your foods, whether you go to a restaurant or you eat at home. But controlling that is a bear within itself, so it's a little bit challenging. You want to be careful with that. But if you want to go gluten-free, if you're looking at that, if you want to say, hey, I just want to see how I feel. I have yet, whether it was through my book that people have read, or it was through the massive amount of emails that we get through the radio show and television broadcasts that we do, whatever it is, I tend to get so much response from people that said, you know, I did this one thing. I eliminated gluten from my diet just from listening to you or from reading something you wrote. And my life was absolutely changed. Seriously. And it's not that I did anything. I'm just providing information. But when someone takes action for their own health and action for their own life, that's when everything changes. And that's the exciting part. The exciting part of this is to see someone go from being tired, being fatigued, being in a place where they don't feel like they're at optimal health, and making some small changes in their life to go to the next level. To me, that's what's exciting. To see someone go from where they are to where they need to be. And you know, that's what the show is all about. But gluten itself, the blood test is good. Sometimes it's not the best and most accurate. However, it's pretty powerful. And it's one of those aha moments that when you get it, and of course there's all kinds of books out on gluten now that I encourage you to read. Gluten for Dummies. I mean, there's all kinds of little booklets at that. But once you get it, I mean, once you've done it, once you've gone gluten-free for 7.5 to 8 weeks, the way that you feel is unbelievable. Your energy levels go up. Your mental clarity. If you have allergy-type symptoms, how they go away. Digestive issues, gone. Bloating, gas, all those sorts of things. Joint pain. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And it works. Amazing. Thanks so much for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.